This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. April was a very dry month for most of Colorado. The Colorado Climate Center says when it comes to how much snow and rain fell, 2022 had the driest April on record for many counties in the Northeast. Drought expanded across large parts of the Northern Front Range and Eastern Plains. Strong winds played a role in that. About half of the state is in severe drought or worse. Front Range Community College has selected a new president, and she's the first Black person to lead the college. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colleen Simpson is also the second Black woman president in the Colorado Community College system. She takes over for Andy Dorsey, who's retiring. A committee selected her from dozens of candidates in a nationwide search. Simpson has worked in higher education in New York and Wisconsin, including leading colleges with multiple campuses. Front Range Community College has campuses in Westminster, Fort Collins, Boulder, Longmont, and Brighton. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The CU Anschutz Medical Campus is committing $200 million to advancements in treatments and cures. The money will create the Gates Institute, which aims to rapidly translate emerging lab research into regenerative cellular and gene therapies for patients. It'll build on innovations in stem cell research for cancer and rare diseases. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, it's 66 degrees. It's 9:06.